Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So I'm looking on Twitter right now, and this is a quote from Shannon Sharp, who is obviously co-host Undisputed with Skip Bayless on Fox Sports 1 every day. And I really want to – so he's talking about the KD injury, and Shannon Sharp's quote is, "This is why players do not trust team doctors. The doctor said Kevin Durant couldn't hurt it any worse than it already was. If that's not malpractice, I don't know what is. This is why Kawhi went outside and got independent doctors. Kevin Durant should not have played last night." So I guess, like, are we insinuating, and listen, maybe I'm the most naive, ill-informed idiot on earth. But with that quote from Shannon Sharp, are we insinuating, are we intimating, are we trying to say that these doctors lied? Like, what are we trying to say that these doctors withheld, manipulated, lied to Kevin Durant? Because that's a pretty big matzo ball to throw out there. That's a pretty big thing to throw out there. Like, what exactly is that? And sometimes, a doctor can never say with absolute certainty. Like, there's always a chance. Listen, guess what? There's a chance in game 6, Steph could blow out his Achilles. You can't sit there. I can't sit there and look any player that steps on the floor and say, I can say, excuse me, Danny Green, come here real quick. I just want to tell you right now, you have no chance of blowing out your Achilles. None. I can't say that. You can't say that. So I guess, like, what are we looking for someone to be able to say 100% you can't, like, now, what happens oftentimes is, like, you know, there's overcompensation. There's a weak muscle, which leads to overcompensation, which leads to injury. So maybe what the doctor was saying was, hey, man, you can't hurt your calf worse. But,
there you go, yeah.
But your calf is obviously compromised a little bit. And, of course, we know about, I guarantee, you know, we know about, you know, the risks of if your calf is compromised, what that can mean for your Achilles and all that other stuff. Whatever, right? Not doubting that. And my guess is that was understood. The idea that Durant took the floor with no, with that he didn't understand the inherent risk of what he was really getting out there to do, it strikes me as, like, come on. He knows he's not 100%. He knows. But I guess, like, that's a pretty bold, for Shannon Sharp to say, that's a pretty bold thing to, like, again, are you insinuating that the Golden State team doctors, the medical team there, lied, withheld, misled Kevin Durant? I don't think that. I think they gave them all the information that they could give them of what they can and cannot know for sure. And then ultimately it's a collaborative decision, right? At that point, here's the deal. XYZ, here's your MRI. Here's what we've been able to do. I feel comfortable with you playing. Here are the risks though of you playing. Here, like, I find it hard to believe that that wasn't how this all went down. And Durant said, okay, I want to play. And all of a sudden these doctors are, you know, Dr. Evil laughing in their evil lair. Like, but again, I mean, what are we really saying? And again, I might be the most naive human being on earth, but I'm going to operate under the understanding that these team doctors are operating in some semblance of good faith. That's just me. And again, I might be living under a rock, dude. I might be. Now, they're going to be exceptions to anything, right? And I get how sometimes, you know, it's hard where it's like there's pressure from the doctors to, hey, you got to get Kevin Durant's calf right and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not naive to all that stuff. But again, it's like, that's a pretty, that's a bold thing to say. A bold thing to say. That's just me. So Grant says, tweets at me and says, agreed, he knew the risks. He also knew he could go 3-for-3 from three-point land. So I don't know. I mean, again, I might be. Larry, help me out. Am I way off? Help me out. Appreciate you calling.
No, I don't think you're way off, Nick. The only thing I would address in this is there's a reason why doctors aren't allowed to practice on family. You know, their subconscious gets a hold of them, and they may make some decisions that they wouldn't have made before. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like with these docs, you know, who's paying their paycheck? Not that they would ever make a conscious decision to make the wrong decision, but they never know what's playing in their head as far as what's going to end up influencing that decision.
I can see that. I see what you're saying, Larry. I appreciate the phone call. I see it where it's like, I think what Larry's saying is subconsciously, you may not realize it, but subconsciously, you may look at an MRI or look at Kevin Durant and watch him and see what you want to see based on your subconscious. That may be possible. But I struggle to say out loud that these team doctors, like, I mean, again, that quote from Shannon Sharp would kind of insinuate that there was withholding of information, misleading, not being totally honest, not being, I'm not ready to go there. Not ready to go there. Where I am ready to go is to Robin Washit, though. HuskerOnline.com. Let's bring in Robin on the other side. Talk all things Huskers with Mr. Washit. We come back.